It is our monthly check-in with the American Red Cross Connecticut chapter. But for the first time, we are welcoming Danielle Huntington and Kate Giorgini. Oh, I knew I was going to mess this up, Kate. Giorgini? Is it Giorgini? Dang it. I should have had confidence. My mom always says, Melissa, have confidence in yourself, but I did not. Kate Giorgini, what a pretty name, from the American Red Cross Blood Services Team. And what's neat is we're talking today about Power Red Blood Donations, which I've not heard of this before, so I'm excited to learn more. Ladies, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thanks for having us, Melissa.
Oh, you're very welcome. I appreciate you. What is Power Red Blood Donation?
So a Power Red donation is very similar to a whole blood donation, except we utilize a special device which allows you to safely donate 2 units of red blood cells during 1 donation time frame.
Okay, how long has this option been around?
It's been around for several decades. We just brought it back to the Connecticut region, and we're very excited to have it. We've been operating over the past year and a half, and it's been something that our donors really prefer. After they donate it for the first time, they tend to like it, and they want to stick with it.
So this is kind of similar to a whole blood donation?
It's very similar, except we return your plasma to you, so you feel more hydrated. It is incredibly important for us to have double the red cells from one person because it helps the recipient. So it's very similar to whole blood, except we're just taking your red cells instead of the entire donation process.
And my understanding is that there's a special machine that's also used. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. The device that we utilize, it makes it very simple. So it's comfortable for the donor. We keep them sitting up. It is very much as if you're donating whole blood. It just takes a little bit longer because you're going to get some return back.
Oh, that's interesting. Who would qualify to have this done?
So the first thing to remember, Melissa, is that all donations are very, very important to us, and they serve a different purpose. We need donations from all blood types all the time to keep the blood supply stable. As of this time, we're taking Power Red donations from donors with O negative, O positive, A negative, B negative, and AB negative blood types. Similar to regular whole blood donations, when a Power Red donor comes in, they have to meet specific height and weight requirements, and they have to meet a hemoglobin requirement, which is all those requirements are meant to keep the donor safe. And then one of the big topics I want to touch upon is that a question we receive all the time is, can you donate Power Reds if you're a first-time donor? And the answer to that is yes.
And I think, too, and I don't want to talk out of turn, obviously, Danielle and Kate are both here from the American Red Cross, the Blood Services Team, which is also something I'd love to hear a little bit more about. But in recent years, I think the American Red Cross has really tried to expand who can donate, how frequently, all of that, which is great. And this Power Red blood donation is an option that has been offered in Connecticut kind of recently. I know it's been around, you said, for a while, but in Connecticut, it's been sort of recent that it's here. And it really gives, I think, you know, a great, like you were saying, it's not just obviously donating, but it's also you're able to have your plasma and platelets return to you. That is fascinating to me. Like that's kind of mind-blowing to me. I'm sort of stuck on that. I think that's wild.
Yeah, so the beauty of it is when we hook up the device, it takes those 2 units of red cells and then it does return back your platelets and plasma, and then you get a little bit of saline. So one of the biggest pieces of feedback we get is that people actually feel a lot better after donating Power Reds because they're super hydrated.
Wow, that's amazing. So talk to us a little bit about the Blood Services Team, like what you guys specifically do and certainly educating people on how donations work and even opportunities like Power Red.
Sure. So across Connecticut, we run between 15 and 16 blood drives a day. We do this Monday through Friday. We also run blood drives on the weekends to fit the needs of our community, to support those that are in hospitals, that are battling whatever that they're battling, to keep them going. So our blood drives are hosted at a variety of different locations, high schools, colleges, businesses, local YMCAs, police stations, places of worship, basically any place the people are, we're going to go there. We want to make sure that we are as present as we can in the community so people can come and see us and we can respect their time. And we understand that people are very busy and we greatly appreciate the people that are coming in to see us.
So if, and I'm curious actually while I have you guys here, how are we doing with blood donation numbers in Connecticut?
You know, the need for blood is constant. That's something we always try to urge the public to remember is that, you know, the blood on the shelves are what's going to save our loved ones when they're in an emergency or they have surgery or something unexpected happens. When we're going into the summer months, we always see a dip in the blood supply, which can be a little bit scary. You know, a lot of our blood, I think it's around 25% in Connecticut, comes from our high schools and colleges. So when our schools get out, we automatically see a dip into those summer months. So we really rely heavily on our community partners to kind of step up in the summer months and help us kind of rebuild that supply to carry us through the summer.
So if people are interested in donating, but they specifically want to do Power Red, is there a different way of going about that? And is it something that's offered at the average blood drive, or is it something you have to request? Like, how does that work?
Across the state, you're going to see Power Reds at every blood drive. We are at this time taking O negative, O positive, A negative, B negative, and AB negative. And with that, like whole blood, you have to meet a certain height and weight requirement along with hemoglobin value in order to safely donate that procedure. If you want to donate at a blood drive, you can go to redcrossblood.org, enter in your zip code, and you can find the donation center that will work best for you with your time frame. Or you can call 1-800-733-2767.
And we are going to attach all of those links to your podcast posted to voiceofct.com under Melissa in the Morning at the end of the show. Danielle and Kate, I want to thank you both so much for what you do, but also for giving us this information and learning more about Power Red. That's pretty cool. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Melissa. Power Reds is so important, and we're so excited to have it back in Connecticut. If you have any questions, please call us. We'd love to see you.
Thanks, Melissa. Yeah, you're very welcome. Again, Danielle Huntington and Kate Giorgini. I got it. There we go. We landed the plane. Yes, we did. Thank you both so much for what you do, seriously, and thank you for sharing this here on WICC. We appreciate it.